So currently, there appear to be, we don't have an absolute correct count, but there seem to be 41 internationals, Israelis, in a bus. We aren't technically arrested yet. There are probably five people who are technically arrested. We're intending to do jail solidarity. We're about to be questioned one by one. Right now they're letting people get out of the bus. And I should probably find out what's going on. I mean, it was explained to us that we would they would take our IDs, which we had all agreed in advance that we would do, so that's fine. And they would check and see if the Ministry of the Interior wants us, in which case they would start the deportation proceeding. But it's not clear that that would really happen because there's so many. I'm not sure that that's what the choice they would make, given that there's so many. I think if there were fewer, they would go ahead and do that like they've done to everybody else. So it remains to be seen. The lawyer's already working on it. So everything seems to be working properly. The event itself was extremely peaceful. We sat in a circle, linked arms, and were just taken away. And they even took away the people who hadn't quite arrived yet, who were just on the other side of a roadblock. They took all of them. They also took all the non-arrestable people, all the people who were doing media, and that we had placed in different places far away. They took them all. And the support person also they took, the legal support on
the
site.
Did they arrest any Palestinians?
Yeah. There is a house with a chicken coop and some land at the edge of the village of Masa. And right next door, there's a fence and a road and a huge settlement. Beautiful, lush settlement next to a dusty village. The security, quote, apartheid wall fence is being plowed right through this guy's front yard. And they wanted to plow down his chicken coop, which they did, after they took us away. And the fence is going to go between the village and his house. And on the other side of his house is the fence and the settlement. So his house could be completely isolated. And he's been told that he will be able to leave and go from his house, like come and go from his house 3 times a day. And this is just insane. Because they could easily have put the fence where the road was, where the fence already was, right next to the settlement, but the settlement people objected to having the fence in just on the other side of their wall bordering their backyards. So they already have a fence there. I don't know why they wanted to isolate this house, but they did. It's absurd. And it's been done. So they plowed through while we were in the bus.
Who should people call to try to help you guys out?
Well, I mean, there's quite a number of Americans, for one thing. There's many nationalities represented. We haven't made a full assessment, but there's a number of Italians. There's Swedish. There's from the United Kingdom. There's from Ireland. There are French. There's Canadian. There's quite a number of New Yorkers, and there's at least one New Jersey person, one from Boston, and some people. There's a bunch of JADO people, so, and there's some BAP people as well. So the embassies give the our representatives, if that's recorded anywhere. It may be if you could get more details of everyone's support stuff from the ISM, you know, media center. For people's local representatives or media contact. Some people were treated very badly, both when they were being pulled and in the bus. People were being hurt, punched, dragged, pinched. Yeah, people went limp, and there was a lot of yanking and pulling to unlink our arms. And in the bus, some people were attempting to stand, and that was very, there was a great objection to that. So now the interrogation's commencing. We're being processed outside of the police station. I think it's because they just can't fit us in there. And I don't think their intention is to hold us here because I don't think they have room for that.
This is the Ariel police station?
Yeah, it's Ariel.
Okay.